You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 31st, 2022, and is titled, Be Fruity. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
We listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and we obey because we're baptized. Drenched, baptismos in the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus came to do. If a human being is full of the Spirit of God, then you also are full of the glory of God. Now we live to the glory of God. Those who do not, the axe is already laid at the root of the tree. One more place. Go to Mark 11. And I'll be done. Just got anybody thinking about stuff a little bit tonight? Anybody? Or am I just rambling around here? Tell you what, it's got me thinking about me. I don't know about y'all. The whole time I'm doing this, I ain't thinking about none of y'all. I'm thinking about me. He says right here, let's see. In verse 12, now the next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves. Herein lies the problem, y'all. You can hide your fruitlessness behind the leaves. If you'll get everything painted just right, get the perfect little cottage with the picket fence and yada, yada, yada. Y'all know the drill. Or we can tell everybody how great our ministries are by looking at all our grandiose man-made stuff. From afar off, you go, wow, people are doing it. That guy's got 42 airplanes. He must really know Jesus. I don't see anything in there about airplanes. He comes walking up and he said, this fig tree having leaves, but he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. We're done. But here's the part I like, the way this all lays out, the way the Holy Ghost did this. Where does he go next? He goes to the temple. He goes in there and turns the tables over. This is my favorite part of Scripture. Jesus picks a fight. I love it. He's not nice. This time right here, he's not nice. And he goes in to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple. He overturned the table of the money changers, the seats of those who sold doves, and he would not allow any one of them to carry wares through the temple. And he taught, saying to them, It is not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves. The biggest distraction as I sought to see people in my realm come to the knowledge of truth of the Lord Jesus Christ was the fact that every one of them believed that Christianity was about taking your money. Every one of them. They couldn't believe it when I'd preach on a Sunday morning and didn't take up an offering. Never have, never will, no self-addressed stamped envelopes. No pledge cards, none of that junk. And it is junk. Junk mail. Junk stuff. I'm telling you, if you found your altar and you laid down your life, your billfold was already in your pants. God's got it. If you'll obey God, you'll do whatever he says because you now gave him everything you own is now his. And at the same time, everything he owns is now yours. That's how that works. And so he goes in there and turns the tables over and he cleans the temple. The lesson from the fig tree in verse 20. Now in the morning as they passed by, saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter remembering and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which cursed is withered away. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he said will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you will have them. That's the words of Jesus. That's not my words. That's the words of Jesus. So what he say? Don't be like a pretty fig tree that doesn't have any fruit. Don't be the temple that's full of thieves and robbers and money changers. I'm fixing to raise up from the tomb and I'm going to raise me a whole temple. And it's going to be you. Now let me clean you up. Let me justify you by my blood. Then let me sanctify you by the Holy Spirit and set you apart for my purposes. Let me reveal my glory in you. Will you let God reveal his glory in you by simply having enough within you to trust him? That's all he's asking. Will you trust me? March 2020, we decided we couldn't. I don't know why you wouldn't trust God. You can't trust none of them other knotheads. No. They just came up with the next greatest cure for the... Got a new one today. It's some money-making this thing. I'm telling you, it's like one of them handles down there at Vegas. Cha-ching! Yeah. Every time Joe Biden gets COVID, somebody invents a new cure. He's had every kind. He's had COVID 42 times. Still not the biggest thing to matter with him, but that's another point. That's another message for another day. But the truth of the matter is, will we trust God? Because as we live, as we fight against the forces that are trying to destroy your family, take away your freedom, fix the minds of your children. Fix your mind through the institution of religion. Take your focus off of the dwelling place of God and off where you dwell. Take your mind and your focus off of who I am in Christ Jesus and how his glory is revealed in the earth. Will we trust God? And will we trust his word? If his word abides in you, now you can do this. But if the word abides, I don't know about the rest of you, but I was born into a life that was contrary to the word. I learned how to live opposite of the Bible a long time before I learned how to start living towards the Bible. I'm sure I'm the only one like that in here, but I know the rest of you were already born perfect. You just got born again because you could. Me, I was on the other side. I had to get born again and get over here. Dusty did too. I know Dusty. He's messed up too. Boy, he's good now though. He's rocking it now. Apart from this, couldn't do it. I wouldn't know how to think. Wouldn't know how to think like you. How would God stop you at a stop sign and ask you about where your temple is, where your altar is, if you hadn't been studying on the temple? Realizing who we are and where we are. Listen to me so I get ready to close. The institution cannot change their story. This has to be the temple or they don't survive. Whether you ever come back here again or not, you'll never get a phone call. You'll never get chased around unless I think you're sick or dying or need something, then I'll call you. But if you just decide you don't want to be here no more because I talked too long, good, that's great. But go home and serve God. That's all I care about. Go home. serve God, serve your family, protect your seed, protect the seed of a nation. I really don't even care if you bring your kids in here. I'm going to smoke most of your kids anyhow when they get here. Go home and you do it. You do it. You read the Bible to them. You talk to them. You pray with them. You hold hands with your spouse over the deepest things you got going on and let them know you trust God. Not because you get what you want every time. How many of y'all got children that have asked you for something and you told them no? How many of y'all ever were a child and you got told no? How many of you believe that a lot of that was for your best benefit? But you could trust your parents anyhow because you knew they loved you. Do your children know you love them? Do your children know you love Jesus? Can they hear Jesus come out of your mouth because it's the word of God that proceeds from your mouth? Do you practice at the kitchen table? Husbands, you lift up your wives. That's huge. You exasperate your children or do you get under them? I did the other one first. I exasperated first and then I had to come back and fix some stuff. I was a enthusiastic exasperator. I know that's hard to believe, nice as I am. Yeah, these are all good things to talk about. Do you reveal the glory of God because that's who you trust? It's that simple. And if you trust Him, you will bear fruit. You will bear fruit. That's all I got for tonight. That probably ought to be enough. Y'all ready to leave out here and reveal the glory of God in the earth? You see, the only problem we have in America today, the majority of the people in America today do not absolutely believe that Jesus is. That's it. They can believe that heaven is, can believe that hell is. Pretty much all of them even believe the devil is. But until you know Jesus, it's hard to always believe that He is. You can hope it, you can think it, you can pretend it, you can do all the stuff. But until you know Him, and when you know Him, I did a deal on this other morning, when you know Him, you cannot unknow Him. So in the big walk-away movement amongst some of the big worship leaders that decided all of a sudden they changed their mind about Jesus, you never knew Him to start with, dipweed. Because if you knew Him, you can't unknow Him. You can't unknow Him. You may not want to follow Him, serve Him, love Him, care about Him, anything, but you can't unknow Him. So you can live with that monkey on your back the rest of your life. Do you know Him? The institution said you don't have to. Just be in the temple. Come to the temple. I'm telling you tonight, know Him. Go be the temple. Reveal the glory of God. Anybody got anything you want to add to or take away from? Argue right quick. Hurry. I'm ready. Hurry up. I'd think about it all night and call me tomorrow. That'll be fine. Yeah. All right. Listen, one of the things that the Lord told me tonight that I needed to remember and I need to remind y'all is that Rob and I love y'all. And it's easy to get to preaching and teaching, finding intricate things of God and talking about all this stuff. But tonight I told Robin I was going to take a little walk around the horses before we come up here tonight. And there's just something about being down there at the barn helps me do my thing. God said, now remember, if you don't love them first, it's for nothing. Love their families. Love them. So this word will land on good soil. It'll take root because apart from love for God and love for each other, none of this works. It's just words bouncing around like BBs in a brick room. I love them. We do. We love y'all. And I don't know that I say that enough, but we do, don't we? Love them a lot. Especially when you bring cake and cinnamon rolls. But I'll lighten it up a little here. Get my Adam's apple back down. But anyhow, let's get out of here. Let's pray. Jesus, I want to thank you tonight for your word. And Lord, we all desire to be your temple, be the things you say. And Lord, it's called a human condition. Lord, I know that you had better plans when you started all this. But you came so you could fix it. Lord, fix us. Lord, help us to do exactly what you say to do. Just like you told Ezekiel with the temple, to get down to the details, God, of what we do in our own lives, our own families, our own homes, Lord. Show us what to do so we save our heritage, save our family, save our nation. Until you return, Lord, let us be about your business, bearing much fruit, showing ourselves to be your disciples. We bless you, Lord, and we give you thanks tonight. We truly thank you. Lift up your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Be Fruity. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.